Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Welcome to the podcast!
Hello!
This is the first official episode of Not So Sober Thoughts.
Not So Sober Thoughts.
With Megan and Amanda.
Yes.
Thanks for listening!
Whenever, for some reason we started that, I want to be like, somebody call 911.
We don't have very sober thoughts. So it's the beginning of 2016, which is craziness.
It's gonna be a wild ride.
We're doing this all year long, baby. So we figured since it's the beginning of the year that we would do a 10-year rewind.
So we're going to rewind
from... We're going to take it all the way back to 2006.
Which, for those of you that don't even know us, which is a lot of you guys...
Or you weren't born in 2006. You probably shouldn't be watching or listening to this podcast.
And there's going to be a lot of profanity on this podcast, so if you're not a fan of that...
We don't know many words, so that's all we can do.
We have college degrees.
2006, yeah. I was, and you were, because we're the same age, just a year apart, but we went
in the same grade
at the same time. I was a freshman.
Freshman in high school.
Or sophomore.
We were freshmen.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know because my sister graduated in 2006.
We're old.
From high school.
What? Oh my God, it was craziness. I wasn't even at the same high school I graduated from 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I lived it. So we figured that we would, you know, put a little throwback. I'm thinking of uploading this on Thursday.
Y'all. Yes.
Throwback Thursday.
Oh, hey.
Yes.
Oh, we have to. We're not sober. We're sober, I mean.
Oh, yeah. So we're sober.
So we have to take a shot.
It is Monday when we are recording this, so we're not trying to go a little too crazy right now. So we have both a shot. Mine is, what'd you pour me?
Mandarin. I don't even know if that's how you say it. Absolute vodka.
Oh.
And mine is my Russian vodka. And what I rave about.
Yeah, that she's like... It's $80. Amanda, that shit looks like it's $5.
I know we had our friends take a shot of this Russian vodka.
And they said, oh no.
And they were like, it tastes like shit. And I was like, man, it tastes like water to me.
How dare you?
And I was like, it's because all those years of damn Burnett's.
I know.
So much Burnett's. But we're going to do that right now.
We're going to take the shot right now.
So that way
we're not talking about it. Let's just do it.
Oh, we gotta do it.
I just, every time I try to even take a shot, I cringe.
She's not a shot. I'm more of a shot person, but I still cringe.
Lady.
So I'm probably gonna do it in twos.
Not for you.
Cheers.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is a lot.
I didn't even take half.
It's so bad. All right, we'll take the other half later.
Hold on, let me take, I didn't even drink half.
Girl, you think you can do all of it? Oh, and it's not good with the Starbucks green tea afterwards. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we decided Starbucks lemonade and green tea for... Okay.
All right, so the website I decided to use so that way we can, you know, just have a little...
We almost had an accident. Megan has a dog, so if you overhear...
And you would know that if you watch the vlog, but if you don't, you know, that's cool. You can go watch them now. You can catch up. We did Vlogmas this year, so...
Yes.
So, what are you thinking about doing? We got songs, we got albums, we got movies, we got TV, we got books, we got crimes, we got DVDs. Nothing is tickling your fancy.
Wait, we're throwing back to...
2006.
Oh, we're just going to talk about stuff. Oh, okay. Let's do crime. Let's do DVDs.
Let's do DVDs.
Oh, okay.
That's what you said.
What?
You're already drunk.
I'm drunk.
Not so sober thoughts. Not drunk thoughts with Amanda and Megan. Okay, we got some Star Wars.
We both don't know anything about fucking Star Wars.
No, did you even go see the movie?
I did, and I fell asleep.
Oh, it was that good.
Ryan was like, my brother Ryan is like, you have to go see it. So over Christmas, he was like, we have to go see Star Wars, and like would not let me not go. So we had to go see it, and I had a bad Christmas.
Yeah, that's a whole other podcast in the making, because that is just a mess. But all these movies and DVDs
so far, we know nothing of these.
Like, one of them's like Elizabeth the First. Weeds.
Okay. Season one. I tried watching Weeds. And
I did too.
And I got through one episode and I was like, I don't understand why this is so big. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't either. It was like, we like smuggle weed and they had the complete first season of Saturday Night Live.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that came out in 2006.
The first season on DVD.
Oh. So it was before that.
Who gets to call it art? Who even remembers that movie?
What website is this?
This is Time. Time Magazine. Okay. Lady, no one wants to hear your opinion. Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah.
Yeah!
I didn't see that.
I think I just watched the end of it. Because how old are we in ninth grade?
Ninth grade, we would have been...
14? No, 15. Because I got my first job in ninth grade.
So I would have been 14.
Yep.
God.
So I don't think, you know, the rents for letting us watch R-rated movies. So maybe DVDs wasn't a good idea, Amanda.
I know. We tried to sneak into Borat, and they were like, no.
Oh.
And I was like, I didn't even want to see Borat.
I think we need another category. This one. Okay. The Russian spy poisoning. The fuck?
I'm sure the fuck? Half the people listening are like, these bitches are so dumb.
And they're like, what is going on? We're trying. This is the first one.
By the way.
We didn't come prepared.
Yep, we did not prepare. We met in college, if anybody's like listening and doesn't know us and is confused by who we are.
And who cares?
But we both ended up somehow moving down. Well, she moved down and then I moved down to North Carolina because I got a job. So that's where we live right now is North Carolina. Mm-hmm. But we're from Michigan.
I don't claim
Well,
that state.
I'm from basically from Michigan, but Megan's from all over the damn hood.
I'm a gypsy. Follow me.
Lady looks like she's gonna pounce on us.
Oh, welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance.
Okay, so we're on to songs. That was a good song. Yeah. I got that CD for my birthday.
I think I did too. Mm-hmm. Not for my birthday. I think I bought it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly.
And we had a big birthday
party. That was like their first CD.
Yeah, because it's like. I can't even remember how the songs go, but...
Wasn't that, what's that one song? Helena, right?
Yeah.
That song was on there, too?
Oh, what's the one song? Man, I wish we could play them right now, because I
can't... Copyright.
Yeah.
Another Sunny Day. Who? No.
I don't know. Belle and Sebastian? Anybody want to...
Anyone know?
Enlighten us?
The Firefly Song by Alan Jackson.
Hey! He looks like a good old country man. Let's see. Why Can't I Leave Her Alone by George Strait?
What the hell? Is this like the 2006 country songs? Or was like country like really big in 2006?
I'm trying to even think what... Well, I know my whole school was listening to country. And I was like, fuck that.
Oh, this was the year of Justin Timberlake. Yeah. Sexy Back. Mm-hmm. Remember, he was gone forever.
What's that one?
And he came back.
Yes.
And everyone was like, oh my God.
And then they had that one song that's like... What goes around, come back around.
Oh, yeah.
That was my breakup jam.
Oh. All those ninth grade breakups. The hardest.
They were really hard.
I don't even know how you got through.
Who was
my
your
girl?
Boyfriend in ninth grade?
I didn't have one. God, that's
You didn't even have, like a crush? Who was your crush?
Oh, we can't say that on
Why?
The Because, we're still friends. Think he ever even knew. So it's like trying to bring that up now, that's just going to create a mess that we don't mm-hmm. even want to pursue.
I dated, well, almost dated Justin Slusher, who was a senior and I was a freshman.
Oh, you a hell for show.
I was a hell for show. My mom was like, we're not having any of that shit. And I
was
like,
Lupe Fiasco was actually relevant in ninth grade, which I had no idea.
Lupe does that say, you say Fiasco?
How would you pronounce it?
Fiasco?
I don't know.
F-I-A-S-C-O.
Lily Allen was relevant then. I didn't know she was relevant then. Her song then was Smile. Yeah, she has a pretty popular song. She has a song with Pink. She's been featured on a lot of stuff.
Really? Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Tape and tape.
Omaha. I don't know any of this shit. I must have not been alive.
We must have been sleeping through 2006.
I'm trying to think what we... Like, I did cheerleading in 2006. I was not a cutie, though.
Let's see. This one is from BuzzFeed. We're getting off time. Time is just like...
Yeah.
They like...
It's too much...
Old people.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is early 2000s, not so much 2006. Okay. But the did OC.
Did you watch that? I didn't watch it.
I love the OC.
Really?
Every Thursday. Every Thursday. And then Misha Barton got killed off the show, and I was like, I'm done.
How did she die?
She got in a car accident.
And they were just like, fuck it, we're going to kill
like,
her
she's
off.
Done. I was like, that bitch was the main part of the show.
Who was the guy in it? What's
There's
his face?
Two guys. It was Adam Brody.
That's the one in the Gotham, right?
No, that's a different guy.
Oh, okay.
Adam Brody.
Curly.
Mm-hmm.
Black, brown
he
hair.
He was in some movie recently.
I do remember him. Okay,
he's
yes.
like always, now he always plays like the douchebag. But in that show, he always played like the nice, sweet guy.
The gentleman.
Peasant Tops. I think those are trying to come back.
Look!
Shiny
Amanda
pants.
Bynes is on the cover of Vanity Fair.
And her face don't look like that no more.
Oh my god.
Her face looks a mess. That was before she was doing insane tweets about Drake.
Oh my god. Also, for reference, we're just going down the list on BuzzFeed, so this is gonna be like really hectic, but
it's gonna be.
Is that Raven Simone?
Oh yeah, that's so Raven. Lindsay Lohan don't look like that no more.
God. Many more.
Hillary Duff's got kids now, and she's a little slut.
That?
The girl from Gilmore Girls.
Oh.
The main girl. You know, the girl that, like, always whispers and has no personality.
Oh, my God, I hate her.
I hate that show. That show should just die.
Neckties as belts. This is, like, a fashion trend from the early 2000s.
I do remember using, like, the necktie-looking things as, like, headbands.
I never did the belt.
And then it was like in the back you tied it and it kind of just hung down on your shoulder. That was a thing.
I never did that.
I was definitely with the times.
Although you usually are. I'm like a decade behind still.
The Timberland boots. Oh, yeah. But these are the heeled ones because J-Lo.
Yep.
She ain't rocking no just straight
Ever
up
Levine,
Timberlands.
Ever Levine everything.
Every day. Oh, sorry. I was wondering how much time we have. We've only been on here for 11 minutes. We've covered a lot of ground. Avril Lavigne was big. Have you? You know what we should do on one podcast is conspiracy theories, because there's one about her, and it's craziness.
Okay. I'm down. I'm down to clown. Because I don't know. I'm a big, like, it's conspiracy, but I don't think I believe it. And you're more like, I believe it.
Bigfoot, yeah, I believe that shit.
And I'm like, Although the 9/11 one, that's going to be very...
Oh, that one's like a whole show by itself. We should just do that on 9/11.
Oh, God.
That would get so many not good feedback.
No,
not good
people
feedback.
Are gonna be pissed. And then I'm sure, well, we're going to talk about a lot of, hopefully, a lot of controversial things, which I think is good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to hit the hard subjects, because I feel like nobody's doing that. Everyone's too afraid. And it's just your opinion. Like, everyone's entitled to an opinion.
This is America.
And it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Holla.
I had a dream.
Fancy
camo.
That fancy camo would never come back.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I'm not going to lie. I do have a pair of camo pants.
You do? And don't you have a camo jacket?
Yes, I do. I can't even
Although,
deny.
Although, camo is back.
Yes, but it's like a different kind of camo. It's not the, I sit up in trees and shoot deers.
Yes, fashionable. This is me. Number 7, beaded wire chokers, headbands, and bracelets.
Yeah, that shit never went out of style for you, did it?
I'm stuck in the 90s and I'm currently wearing one of those old ass chokers.
The tattoo chokers.
Yep. They're cute.
But they are, just not the tie-dye ones. Those are the worst fucking ones. Or the black one like you have, but they had beads on them.
I'm yes.
Like, what are you doing?
Yes. Like, in the one that you gave me that's, like, black and it has the sun and stuff. Those are cute. I don't know. I think all the 90s, all fashion's, like, coming back and kind of morphing into one.
Some of the things in the 2000s can stay there. Like, leggings and blue jean skirts.
Leggings?
Leggings and blue jean shirts
together. I was like, leggings have to come for
Do you not remember that?
No, I wore that.
Or when girls would wear blue jean skirts should just be dead. They're done.
Like, yeah, they were bad. That's what
they're trying to bring them back.
That's what I remember, like, when you have your first period and then you bleed through your fucking underwear. That's the outfit you're wearing. The blue jean skirt. Horrible.
But they also did the blue jean skirt and their Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
And heaven forbid if you crease those suckers.
White pants. Oh my god. I had like those velvet pants and
Like the cargo white pants mm-hmm, that had multiple pockets.
Blue pleather
that were see-through.
Yes.
See-through.
Because in, like, middle school, your mom's not fucking dressing you anymore, so you're like, I don't know, I'm just going to throw on everything.
And your mom is just at home shaking mm-hmm. her head.
I know. And she'd be like, are you sure you didn't wear that?
You sure you want to slick your hair back today?
Oh yeah, my God. Why? I used to have, like, boy gel, and I'd be like,
yeah. And then you look back at the picture like, what the fuck mm-hmm. was I thinking?
Because you're trying to grow out your bangs, too. I was trying to do that, and I was like,
mm. Oh, yeah, the two. The two bangs on each side of your face.
And I was like, ugh.
Because we were all just wanted to be J-Lo. That's all we wanted.
All of us. And Gwen Stefani, she was
I just wanted to be Jenny on the block, mm-hmm. Ma.
I'm thinking middle school right now. All the time.
Cut up biker girl tops, which I feel like those are still relevant. Yeah.
They're cute. Like, what the fuck is she wearing?
Cowgirl shirts, absolutely not. Die no more.
I definitely wore those.
too. Oh, and she's got those studded belts. Like, it has the studs all over the leather belt that you would only get from Hot Topic. And mm-hmm. Hot Topic
needs to die.
Now it's nice. Have you seen Hot Topic since they redid them?
I don't think I've looked at their clothes. Their lingerie. Oh. No, it's not.
Sometimes they have cool graphic tees. That's pretty much all I can do with them. But Hot Topic was, like, the rebellious, like, I'm gonna mm-hmm. go shop at Hot Topic.
It was expensive.
But it was, like, dark in there, and you're like, I don't know if I'm gonna lose my soul as soon as I walk through the door.
I remember being scared.
But I survived.
But I was like, I fit in. I still don't fit in at damn Hot
now,
Topic.
Now, the one that I, in, Concord Mills, holla, Concord Mills.
Holla.
They have, it's all white, it's gray walls.
Like, really?
Yeah. It's crazy.
I have to see this.
Like, Spencer's looks scarier than Hot Topic.
They lost their damage. Oh, my God. I just remember my mom
because
was like,
emo is out. Hipster is in.
Yeah, emo. Well, I wish I could be emo.
Do they even have emo kids anymore?
I don't know. I remember being like,
because I remember it was like gothic.
Yeah.
Then it was emo. Mm-hmm. What is it now? We're too old now. I don't know.
I don't know. I always wanted to be in that crowd, though, and I never was.
The emo and gothic kids always mm-hmm. ate lunch underneath the stairs. That's never always, ate with anyone else.
That's always the boys I had a crush on, and my friends would be like, really?
The ones that straighten their hair and
yes.
their eyeliner?
And I'd be like, they're so cute, though. And then I'd be like, maybe I'll talk to them today and go over to their little circle at lunch. No. I stayed away, though.
Fishnets.
Where are the damn fishnets on? Oh. Heh. I don't think I even own fishnets anymore.
I feel like you own them now.
I bought them for Halloween, I think.
I don't know.
Fishnet stockings. That's what we're talking about, guys. In or out?
Free. Oh, like free Wheezy shirts. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Because he went to jail. I think he went to jail in ninth grade.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You don't remember those? It was like...
For your drugs?
Oh, maybe it was like 10th or 11th grade. I don't know. He's been in jail so many damn times. I can't even keep up. Where is he now?
We don't even. Oh my God, Brittany Murphy. Or is that her name right?
R.I.P.
I was gonna say. I better make sure I get it right.
R.I.P. Vertical stripe flare pants. Okay, we like the vertical stripe pant. Not so much the flare pant. The flare pant needs to go.
No.
You like the flare pant?
Yeah, because it makes me look a little bit thinner.
Oh. I don't like that 70s trend. You have all flare pants?
I'm pretty sure majority I don't wear them anymore, though, because you can't wear flare pants with boots.
That's true.
So they're kind of like...
I guess I've never seen you with... Yeah, I don't remember the last time I saw you without boots. It's like Amanda boots. Mm-hmm. Like a Bratz doll.
Exactly. But mm-hmm. now... But all my jeans are flared, but I can't fit into my jeans right now. So
we don't talk about that.
I'm hitting the gym every damn day, so you guys can follow me with my weight loss...
Jenny, yeah. On Insta.
Because my goal is to be crop top Amanda 2016 summer.
And then booty short, skinny, fucking slutty ass Amanda yes. by October.
Yes.
Oh, slutty Halloween costume Amanda by October.
Oh my God. If I'm like 120 pounds by then, you better believe I'm going to be wearing something slutty.
Oh boy. Boys, watch
layering
out.
Layering tank tops. That's still in.
Is it? Is it, though?
Is it?
Yes, I don't remember that.
That's it.
Cuffed up jeans with heels. Not that far up cuffed. She's got them, like, right underneath her fucking kneecaps. It's like boyfriend jeans cuffed, like, two, like, little tiny cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like,
Lindsay Lohan is
what would Rihanna do? Not that shit.
That's true. What would Rihanna
do? Chunky highlights.
As a zebra.
The worst!
AKA, I know.
AKA Kelly Clarkson.
Oh my god, whenever I get my hair done, she's just about natural or chunky? And I'm like, who the fuck wants chunky? But I guess if you're going for a certain style, I don't know.
Old lesbian, like the spiky hair.
Yeah.
Like, Kate, what's her face from Kate Plus 8?
Oh, what's
she
her name?
She always had the chunky, spiky, short bob, whatever it was, haircut. Yeah. That was a mess.
She was a mess.
And she got rid of it, and now she looks so much better.
Mm-hmm. That many kids. Oh, my God. Revival disco halter tops.
Oh, no.
I'd still wear that.
New Year's only.
Yeah.
These sweaters.
Yes. Oh, my God. Like, the striped turtleneck sweaters. Oh, we need to, like, show pictures in this thing somehow, because
that's pretty self-explanatory. We'll share this. It's a tight turtleneck sweater with stripes on it.
Yeah. We should share the link.
Okay. We'll share
the link for you guys. Folded off the shoulder tops. I don't know if you can even buy those anywhere now. Folded off the shoulder tops. They're like the long sleeve with the shoulders showing. And yeah. Like folds over.
But I feel like that's relevant now. I feel like everyone's like, I want to show my shoulders. I want to show my back.
Yeah. That's true. Because no one wants to show like their arms.
Corset tops.
Those are hideous.
Like, okay. Corsets are either one for the bedroom or two underneath your clothes to suck everything in. Or three, maybe it's like a waist trainer.
I heard those are really bad for you, though.
I
saw
too.
An article that was, like, it basically sucks your organs and, like, crushes them.
I know. But Kim K is like, whatever.
I know. I saw that. She's like, I recommend everybody my waist trainer. And I'm like, no, Kim K.
Kim K, don't be killing people.
Mm-hmm.
A mess. Halter tops with skinny satin cord ties.
Oh, yeah. Those are in the past. I don't know.
I think I was too chunky at that time to even attempt to wear those. Slutty bohemian.
J-Lo does it right.
She's
it's like
all
long,
about that.
Tall-ass boots and then like a bohemian dress. It's weird.
These are like all fashion trends. Oh, Lizzie McGuire.
Oh my god. I remember seeing the first episode of
Lizzie
McGuire.
I remember Lizzie McGuire, whatever she wore, I was like, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
It was limited two time, though. It was like,
and that shit was expensive.
Yes.
My mom would not buy that.
Now that's justice.
Yeah.
But that stuff, and they had the coolest knickknacks. I remember I'd just go in there and be like, I just want the junk. I don't even want the clothes.
Yeah.
But I was always so chunky.
Yes.
And I would always have to buy the biggest size, and then eventually we had to shop at Old Navy.
I think we did too. My mom would say that, but she'd be like, yeah, I'd go to Old Navy. Do you remember the first time you would wear a bra?
Yeah.
I remember I was like, this is hell. They put me in hell.
Still the same size.
Really?
No.
I was like, damn, I got like a little training bra.
That would be horrible, wouldn't it? No, I had a training bra. It was like those stupid ones you get from Walmart that were like tank tops.
They're literally just like two triangles that do nothing.
But the ones that my mom got me, they were like the small ones that went all the way across your chest. Pretty much just like a belly shirt. Either
really?
That or, like, the other one was a tank top.
I did have one that was like that, and you wore it under your shirt, which
yeah.
was like a weirder, like, it's almost like a bathing suit, yeah.
Because I started wearing it in fifth grade, but then in seventh grade, that's when you had to start getting changed for
gym.
Gym.
I hated
so
that.
So we had to buy real girl bras, because you don't want to be in there looking with that tank top thing. They'd be like, what the hell is that? Even if you got, like, just two little, like,
we only had, like, two training bras. So
two little Tic Tacs there. It don't matter. You needed something so that would be like, oh, I got a bra, girl.
God.
With your Bath and Body Works spray.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Do you remember, like, glitter gel, like, did you use that?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It was horrible.
And the Rolly glitter.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
At Bath and Body Works.
No, yeah. I had my first training
bra. That was Bath and Body Works' like, time. Now people are like, I'll go there and get some soap.
Or candles.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much my extent when it comes to that place, too.
No, yeah. So I got my first training bra. My mom's like, it's fourth grade. It's time to, you know. I'm sure I was nipping for the world.
She was like, all right. And I was like, this is horrible. I was like, I feel so uncomfortable. Like, because it just, we all know now, we just want to rip that fucking bra off and let the boobies hang.
Let them be free.
So that was, oh, that was horrible. I hated that so much.
What? I'm trying to think. Oh, you know what 2006 was? It was the year of the video iPod.
No, oh, I do remember that. I remember being so jealous. Like, I was like, I want one, and I knew I was never going to get one. Like,
I didn't get one until, like, my senior year of high school, because I bought it.
My parents got it for, like,
that
Christmas.
That shit was so fucking expensive. Now where is it? I have no idea.
I still have mine. Mine's cracked as shit, and I still use it.
But it was like, okay, well, you get this cool video iPod. You can put three music videos on it. But the one I got, because later on they, like, upped the gig every single year. But now I could fit, like, maybe, like, three full-length movies, but, like, what?
Yeah, I would just use it for music, though.
I don't even think that, do they even sell them anymore?
What's yeah, the I point? Saw them today at that Target when we went, because I was like, ooh, maybe I'll get a new one. Because I was like, because I
like you have an iPad.
I know, but I like to keep my music on a separate device so nothing gets full.
I have considered just deleting all my music on my computer.
Why?
Just because I have, the Apple Music.
Oh, that makes sense.
I pay $10 a month. I can listen to anything. And then it, like, when you update your computer with Apple, it converts some of your music to the original track. So it's like some of them aren't even there anymore because it's like, oh, this isn't relevant. This isn't even real.
So is every single song on Apple Music?
No. I mean, like, if you have, like, sweet remixes and stuff, like, from, like, SoundCloud or something, obviously it's not going to be on Apple Music.
But, like, CDs. Yeah. Like, Panic at the Disco.
Mm-hmm. I listened to Panic at the Disco on.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. On that?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't buy it?
Girl, I paid $10 a month.
Yes.
I have to buy that shit.
I'm weird, though. I have to have the physical CD.
I did, like, certain CDs when I didn't have the Apple thing. I did want to go buy it. But then I have the MacBook Air. You can't put CDs in it. So the only place I'd be able to listen to my music is in the car.
Really? And I don't even have a CD player in my car. I have a little jack for my iPod. So that's what I use.
When I was in high school, because I had a 1997 Avalon. You saw it when we were in college.
We both had shitty-ass cars
Some shit-ass cars. At the end, it was just like, we gotta let her down.
I had a 1997.
I'm tired of her suffering.
Dodge Neon that died, like, every other day in the parking lot at Thought
Mine College. Started up by itself. Do you remember that? And I called you. I was like, I think she's gonna explode.
Wait, I don't remember that.
Maybe I was calling Rachel. It was right next to my apartment complex, and it just started starting up by itself.
Car started by itself?
Yes, no key. No key in that ignition. And it was right next to the apartment complex, and I knew I called my dad, like, almost, like, crying.
How long had it been on for?
I just turned it off. But I hadn't, like, drove anywhere. I just turned it on and off. I don't remember what I was doing. I think I moved the car up to the apartment complex. I don't remember what I was doing.
I would freak the fuck out.
And that's it started up by itself, and then it would just go, and I was like, oh, no. I thought it was going to explode, and I thought I was going to be responsible for ending all these people's lives above me, because it was a three-story apartment building, and it was like, the car was seriously right there when you entered the...
That was sophomore year, right?
No, it was junior year.
Oh, so
no,
of...
it was right before I moved, so it would have been super senior year.
Oh, God, don't talk about that. No, oh my God, if we're going on bad car stories, though, do you remember when my car died in Saginaw, which, in Michigan, Saginaw is not a good place for your car to fucking die, because my brother's car got repoed, so we had to fucking drive to Saginaw to get it, and my car was, like, on its last leg, and Lauren's like, are you sure you don't want me to take my car? And I felt bad, because she drove, like, all the time, so I was like, no, let's just take my car, I'll be fine, and Saginaw's, like, 30-minute drive, at least, and we're getting off the expressway, and I'm like, you guys, my gas is not working because I just saw the little thing go. And I was
It
was just going on.
Yeah, down. And I was like, thankfully we were getting off on the like ramp or whatever. But I was like, Lauren's like, are your brakes working? And I'm like, yeah, my brakes are working, but my gas is not working. And it was just like I got overheated. But my dad had to come from work, and he was so pissed off. And I was so mad at my brother.
Such a survivor.
Well, my brother was pissed because he was like, my car's just sitting there, and I'm like, your ass got fucking repoed, and my car had to die in Saginaw to get your car back. I'm surprised
you're still sitting here with me. That's a shitty ass part of town.
I know everyone gets stopped and was like, you should probably move your car. It's like it's a bad spot.
You should probably hop in my car, girl.
Yeah, and I was like, sir. And then a couple people tried to help us, and I was like nervous. But everyone that stopped, like the black people that stopped, African American, sorry.
This is Martin Luther King.
I know. They were actually like the nicest. The white people were just like, oh, like you should definitely move your car and then just drove away.
And there's always so many. So many, stereotypes.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, the stereotypes are terrible. Like, African-American people are people, too. Like, I don't even know why racism is even a fucking issue still.
I don't either.
I hate that.
It's disgusting.
One topic we have to hit on this fucking podcast is breastfeeding in public.
That one's
I don't know your opinion on it, but I have a strong opinion on it.
I mean, I don't really care.
You don't? I don't understand why it's not even a big deal. Like, it's... Oh, okay, we'll touch on that another time, but... I'm a little heated.
Calm it down.
I'm a little heated from my
car. Calm it down, girl. Let's see. We're up to 30 whole minutes.
All right.
We're doing a good job. Welcome to Half Part of the Podcast, girl.
We're taking the head.
Oh, no.
There's Sprite in here.
Okay. Because our tea is gone.
Yeah.
This, take that. I'm going to throw up.
We have to take it. I can feel mine. I'm like an alcoholic.
You can feel it, but you're an alcoholic.
I can feel it, but
I can really feel it. You know? No, I'm, not like I'm about drunk. 2006.
This really gets me going.
When you get drunk, you get really country.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Here we go. Yet again. Cheers.
You still have a third left?
I took it.
You want my other third?
I can do it if you want me to.
Get it, girl. Because I cannot.
Is there Sprite in there?
I didn't even chase it.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, my God.
You know, I just felt the burn.
And guess who's the one that has to drive tonight?
We'll have Chinese food. Don't worry.
We don't promote drunk driving.
We don't promote underage drinking either.
But we did it.
No, we did it. Stop it.
I drank more underage than I ever did when I was 21.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Like, 18 hit and you go to college and you're just like, woo! I was 17, actually, when I went to college.
I was 18.
And it was just like a fucking free-for-all.
All right, we're going back to 2006 yet again.
Right. Wait, I gotta finish this.
We keep going all over the place, but, you know, this is how this podcast's about to go. All
right. You just keep talking. I'll take this.
Okay. So, I'm under some celebrity couples of 2006. We cannot forget Britney Spears and K-Fed. Her baby daddy. That was a good one.
He was terrible. I hated him, and I was waiting for him to just go.
Then he blew up like a fucking balloon.
I got that?
Yes.
Show me. I have to see him.
We'll do that one later, because they can't see it. Oh. I don't know. I don't even think he's relevant.
I'm going to look him up while you're doing this. Okay. I have to see him.
You have to see his fat ass.
How big did he get?
Well, he was like a backup singer, and then he just blew up. Oh, Whitney and Bobby Brown. I thought they were already a thing. Let's see. Oh, I think they split up. It was like right after their show and everything.
Oh, my mom was like, that is just the case of a bad man with a good woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really did bring her down.
Yeah, I didn't really know anything about them. Okay, I'm gonna look up Kevin later.
Crack is whack.
Wait, she was on crack?
That's what her quote is. That's from that show.
Oh.
Crack is whack. That was 2006. The quote of the year.
Quote of the year. I'm getting drunk over here.
I see you. I see your face morphing down to the bottom of your chin. Who the fuck is that? Oh, The Wiggles with Greg Page. Who's Greg Page? I do remember The Wiggles.
Wait a minute. The other members of The Wiggles each earned $40 million in 2005.
Shut the fuck up.
But that's probably split between all of them. I don't know how many Wiggles still, there were. How much did he earn?
Do you remember any of the songs from the Wiggles?
I don't think I ever watched the Wiggles.
You didn't have any younger siblings.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was like after us, right?
Yeah, but my brother watched it.
What did they say?
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy. That's the only one I remember.
I know they probably like
yummy, 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 yummy fruit salad.
Ooh, I just burped.
My album will be coming out at the end of 2016.
Oh my god, this one hits me hard. Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe, I love them together.
They have a kid. They have Ava.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a movie together. Another
one, Deacon.
Mm.
Three.
Well, didn't she have a time where she was dating Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, I think so. Oh my god, they were
beautiful.
I know, beautiful babies. Is that what you're saying?
They were just beautiful in general. No, but that never happened. Is Jake Gyllenhaal even dating anybody?
Jake Gyllenhaal, I'm single at my heart.
For you.
Terrell Owens. He had his own show on VH1. That's the only reason I don't even know who he is.
He's got big old lips. Let's see.
T.O.
I don't know anything about him.
He went to the Philadelphia Eagles this year. It's like, who cares? He's like 50 now.
Is he?
Yeah. Irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
When you're like 40-something in the NFL, you're done.
Yeah. Well, what's that guy that's been in there forever?
Oh, I don't know anything about football. We're lucky that I know that the Panthers are in the playoffs right now.
Woo! Or they're about to be, right?
They're in the playoffs, I thought.
Oh, they're in it?
I thought
we don't talk sports.
I think the Sunday was the playoffs.
They have one more game. Ryan
because
said.
If they lost this last game, they weren't going to the next playoff.
Because Ryan said they have this this game coming up on Sunday, and it's against the Denver Broncos, and he likes the Denver Broncos, and then if they win, then they go to Super Bowl. I could be wrong though, so don't take my word for it.
Yeah, don't quote her on that. If you want to know anything about sports, just turn on ESPN, okay?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Let's see.
We'll have to have a Super Bowl party, though.
That would be nice.
Because I just want to get drunk.
The View and Star Jones. Remember, the only thing I remember about Star Jones is that she dropped a shit ton of weight.
Yeah. I watched the View this morning. For the first time
was
ever.
Star Jones on there?
No, she wasn't. There was actually the weirdest people ever. It was Whoopi Raven, the girl from Full House, the older one, Cameron something.
Candace?
Yeah, she's on it.
Candace Curtis or whatever?
Yeah, the older sister.
Yeah, because her brother was the cute guy from Growing Pains.
Some blonde chick and some red-haired chick.
Sharon Osbourne, I thought.
No,
she's
not
on The Talk.
What's her face? I don't know. The redhead chick I know is really well known, but I can't think of her name.
Who cares?
But A View is not a good show. But it's a good show to work out to. Okay.
Heather Locklear and Denise Richards. Something probably to do with Charlie Sheen. That's the only thing I know about them in common. Because Denise Richards was married, and then I think Heather Locklear and Charlie Sheen had something together.
I'm pretty sure they dated the same dude. I can't remember who it was. We could be wrong on that, though.
They probably have the HIV.
But for real, get tested.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's one thing we do support.
Black nail polish!
Oh, that's still relevant today. Mm-hmm. I get me some black nail polish with the matte coat.
Looking nice.
Black and matte, everything.
Looking nice.
Beautiful.
Oh my gosh, lady, look at you.
You look precious.
She's sleeping on Megan's leg right now and is so cute. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got going. It's Tom Brown.
Who the hell is that? And he spells it with an H.
The god.
T-H-O-M.
Of hipsters.
And then Brown with the E. Ugh.
He's like a fashion designer.
I don't know.
Something.
Doesn't even know how to spell his name right.
Barker Black Brogue Shoe.
Oh, like, what are those called? I have a pair. They're brown. They're like a classic, like, 1920s.
So they look like Italian shoes to me.
They're like a shoe that, like, a guy would wear to work.
Yeah. But girls are wearing them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We'll deal.
Good combo.
Tunic.
Tunics are just like long shirts.
Oh, okay.
You know, the things that we wear with leggings.
Yeah. Except for some days when you don't want to cover your ass.
And then people always have something to say about it.
How do you feel about that?
About cover, it depends. I think yoga pants, yeah.
Really? You should cover your butt with
yoga pants? No,
no. Oh.
But, like, yoga pants, you can show your butt, obviously. They're yoga pants. Leggings, I think, yeah, it's an iffy subject. It depends what you're wearing.
I think it should go over at least, like, the band, on leggings, but if it doesn't cover all your ass... Like, I don't, sometimes
it can't cover my ass majority of the time. Yeah. It depends how long the shirt is. I got too big of an ass.
Megan, by the way, has a huge ass, and I have no ass. It's flat as shit, but I have boobs.
Yeah.
But we
can have both.
We both think if I lose a lot of weight, they're going to go away. So I'm going to have nothing, except for my good looks.
Thank God for that and that personality, though.
That Lester curse.
Ballet flats.
Time...
I do remember
it's
that.
It's going to shit again. Okay, ballet flat. I think I still have a thing of flats.
I do too, but remember they're very relevant. Oh, it was like the emo kid kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The MySpace pictures. Oh, you would wear the MySpace hair with the hair angled bang,
mm-hmm.
and then it would be like poofed a little bit, so like a lot of volume. Skinny jeans, ballet flats.
Yeah. Oh my God, I had huge peace sign earrings, I remember.
Yep, I did too.
Ugh. I was pretty normal looking, though. Like, once I got into high school.
I wasn't the most attractive girl on the block, but... we'll talk about this for 5 more minutes, and then I got a little game for Amanda to play.
I'm excited. To throw it back. I'm nervous, though, a little bit.
You shouldn't be that nervous. It's a game that you know. Where'd I put my pen, though? Oh, no!
Oh, wow. All right, the last of the alcohol is gone. 2 shots worth. Oh, I took a shot and a half because Megan, you disappointed me.
If we were drinking beer and wine, I would have been totally down.
Okay, well, we should have thought of that.
I know.
Next time.
Not so sober thoughts with not so many choices.
So you got one drunkie.
And then I'm buzzed. Platform boots.
Oh. I think those are still in, right?
Yes, but, okay, so this one time in high school, 10th grade, I had these, they were like thigh-high boots.
Black. Okay.
It was game day. So, you're supposed to wear nicer things.
Game day?
Game day.
You were in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so, they had heels on them.
Mm-hmm.
Walking up the stairs, heel pops right off. So I'm walking, and I was like, oh, fuck. I tried to glue it back on. Tried to staple them back on. Did not work. So you know what I did? Popped the other heel off, and I walked on my toes for the whole entire day. Because you know some of the heels that came out later, it was just the toe. There wasn't any heel in the back. I did it first.
Oh, my God.
I looked a mess. And then when I got too tired of walking on my toes, I just did on my heels. And I looked like I had elf feet.
I was going to say, I feel like it'd be like,
Oh, that's it was
hilarious.
Cute.
That's awesome. That's a good story. I remember one time, were you guys allowed to have holes in your pants at all, like, in high school?
They couldn't be too big.
Like, if it was, like quarter size.
Yeah.
You could have it? Okay, yeah. My school was like, fuck that. Anything above the knee, no. Well, this pair of pants, I was walking, like, we had our cafeteria
Oh, I got it.
Okay. Towards the center of the school was, like, our cafeteria. One day, I was walking down the stairs, mm-hmm. and Justin Slusher, who I almost dated in ninth grade, was there.
Your senior wannabe boyfriend?
Yes. And I hope he does not listen to this, but he was cute.
That's exactly why I didn't say anything.
I don't think he would. I've not spoken to him in, like, forever.
He's like, that Amanda Lessa girl still remembers
me. Yeah, I'm sure he's, like, married with kids or something, because he was 4 years older than us. But
he could be a bum.
It could be. I'm going to look him up on Facebook after this. But, oh God, I really hope he doesn't listen to this. But, he was, like, standing there at the end of the stairs, and I was walking down, and I biffed it hard, tripped, and ripped my pants, like, bad. And I love those pants. Like, I'm attached to pants. When I really like them, you know me, I like
I like my pants.
I like them. So I like scraped it and obviously embarrassed myself. But then obviously I was like, I still want to wear these pants. And we had a substitute teacher in my class one day. And she was like, you have to go to the principal's office. You have a hole in your pants. And I was like, what the fuck? It was like the gym teacher that hated me because I was so not stupid. Athletic. And I was like, okay. And it was towards the end of the like time or whatever. So I remember I was like, I'm just gonna act like I went to the office and then not. And then the next day she saw me. She's like, I know you didn't go to the office, but
I know you didn't report that.
Oh, Mrs. Millen, I hated you. I hated that bitch so much. Ever like all the jockey kids.
I hope she's
her.
Listening out there.
Oh, I hope she is. Hi, Miss Millen.
But true fan, probably.
Yeah. All the jockey kids loved her because she was like, oh, I love like the sports people, and I was not a sports person. I was a cheerleader and a soccer player, and I sucked at both.
Cheerleading's a sport, so I hear.
It is. It is. Actually, I was okay at cheerleading. I just wasn't into sports, and my parents made me do all that shit. So,
yeah, anyway. I wasn't allowed not to play a sport.
Yeah, and honestly, though, it was good, though, because I would have been obese if I did not.
I don't even know what I probably would have been snorting crack underneath the steps.
Mm-hmm. I probably would have done drugs.
Probably,
yeah.
Pabby.
So I'm thankful that I did sports.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
But I just wish I wasn't forced to do it.
Yeah, that always sucks.
So I remember, like, my senior year, I was like, maybe I just will not do anything. And then I was like, well, might as well.
Well, Mom and Dad wouldn't approve. All right, 45 minutes into the podcast, we're going to play an oldie but a goodie. Okay. We're going to play MASH.
Okay. I was like, I really hope it's not something where I have to know math or...
All right, if you've never played MASH before... MASH was an old school game that we used to probably play in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
MASH stands for, what's it stand for?
Mansion.
Apartment, shack, hut. Right?
Oh, I said, I was always house, but...
Oh, we can do house. You want to do house? Because shack and hut kind of sounds
the same. I was going to say, hut sounds fun.
All right, so categories. We're going to do boys. We'll do celebrities.
Okay, that's fair.
That way everyone kind of knows.
Oh, okay. So
you know, yeah. we gotta look out for the
list.
It'd
be fun from college, but yeah.
It would, but no one's gonna fucking know what we're talking about. We'll do that after. Let's do...
You just do, like, five boys,
place.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, too bad I didn't make enough room for five. We can do five. What's some other category we got? Animals.
Mm-hmm. I haven't played this one forever.
Numbers.
Cars? Wasn't Cars one?
Oh, yeah. Cars is definitely one. It's another one. I thought there was just a lot more.
I thought there was only four.
Okay, Google. Here we go. Please wait while your party is reached.
Because I'm missing more than just your body. Josh was like, went to the gym today, and that song was playing on the way in, and I'm turning the car on the way out.
My jam. Okay, so it's got money. Oh, I guess we can do salary. And then I get to, like, pick one.
Okay.
Per category.
Oh, yeah, and then I get to pick the other one. So mm-hmm. I remember this. Because I always pick someone really ugly for the dudes. But, like, hopes.
Spring vacation. Oh, there was a honeymoon, and then it was, like, another. So, like, vacation place.
Okay, these people only have four. So we'll just do. Wait, is that five or four? One, two, three, four. Yeah.
It said, what else they have on here?
MASH for moms.
What the hell? Get out of here.
I think I always did boys, place, cars. I don't remember.
That one's all kinds of fucked. Oh, yeah, jobs was a big one.
Oh, yes, yep. Yep, that was the other category. We'll do the sad one.
All right. So we got boys, animals, place, numbers, cars, salary, vacation, job. We got your whole life here on this notebook paper.
Oh
right
my
now.
Gosh. All right.
If it doesn't come true, I don't know what you might as well just end your life.
Okay.
All right. No pressure.
No pressure.
Okay, we got some. Let's do five. Let's do three. Three for
each.
Four. All right, we'll meet in between.
I'm sorry you only made. Three lines, but it's not gonna cut it. We'll have to be a short name for number one.
Okay, who are you picking?
Let's do...
Lady, stop.
Chris Hemsworth. Bitch, because I never really talk about him.
Okay, we just put Chris. We know him personally.
We know him. Then I'll put my all-time favorite.
Johnny Resnick?
Yes.
put Johnny.
You don't know who that is. That's the lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls, and he's my all-time. If you're listening, Johnny, I need to meet you. It's Google number search. One. Number one on my
Google list. Search butt chin.
Oh, I love butt chins. That's probably why we're friends.
Wow.
You have one. You have one.
Got a big ass and a butt chin.
She just has like a little one. I envy it.
It's not that intense.
Okay. And the last one, let's do someone obscure. That was a cool word.
That was a good one. You sounded educated.
I have an education.
All right.
Oh, no David one. Bowie.
Okay, David.
R.I.P. Oh my god.
Marilyn Manson.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, you liked that one?
He's okay.
Marilyn Manson.
Yes.
With two colored
eyeballs. I told you I had a thing for the emo kids.
Okay, we can't do that one then. Wait, it has to be something you're not gonna like.
Well, you know me. There's a lot of guys I don't like.
There is a lot of guys you don't like.
Oh my god. Lady is
someone
so
that
weird.
You absolutely hate.
Lady.
Absolutely hate. You don't think you like Justin Bieber, do you?
Yeah, I don't like him. You can put him. If I got married to him, I'd...
Justin Bieber at 18.
You have a baby coming out of your back.
Lady.
You've been
Justin Bieber at 18 is when he was pissing in mop buckets and stuff.
Fair enough. Are we doing you too?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, good.
Animals.
A dog.
Of course. You have a certain breed in mind?
Jack Russell.
Okay.
That's what I want. Is a Jack Russell puppy. That's probably what we're going to get, I think.
Next.
And
a cat?
Yeah, just a cat. A kitten. Oh my god.
Okay.
And let's do, I don't know, a guinea pig.
GP.
I don't want to say to you, I don't even know how to spell it.
GP. I know how to spell it. I had lots of guinea pigs growing up.
G-U-I-N-E-A?
A. E-A-M, yeah.
Okay. Someone's going to listen to this, like, no.
A spider.
Oh, fuck you.
All right.
Place. Doesn't that go with MASH, though?
No, this is where you're living, like, state, country, whatever.
Oh, okay. So, North Carolina?
NC, baby.
Let's do, Europe. Because I will live in Europe one day.
Next.
And let's do, I'm trying to decide between New York and Texas. Let's do New York.
New York, New York. Somewhere really nice.
This is fucking Megan's pick.
Iran!
You want me to die?
It'll be really nice and sunny there.
Okay, I'll get myself a nice sunburn.
You can have a nice, build a nice sandcastle. Numbers.
What's this for? Oh, kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Zero. Triple zero.
You can't pick 000. These aren't pant sizes.
One and two, then.
Alright, we're gonna pick at least nine.
Oh my god. For those of you listening, I'm very uncertain about children right now, and I'm very hostile when I hear them fucking scream.
Yeah, it's the most annoying sound on the face of the earth. I'm not gonna lie.
So, I'm just not ready for that.
Cars.
Cars. Oh, Lamborghini.
Lambo.
And what's that? Just like a truck, I guess. I can't remember the type I want, but... And, I don't know, I'm not really big into cars. I'll just do Chevy Spark, because that's what I drive right now.
Fisher Price. Flintstone. Car.
Oh, God.
You know what that is? It's those, it's
little
like
little red and yellow cars when you drive
with
your
feet. That you have to drive with your feet. I hope you can fit it.
I think I can.
All right. Salary. What you thinking? How much you gonna make a year?
One bill,
huh? Alright.
And then one trill?
Dang, you're reaching for the stars.
And then I'll do a normal one, like what I make.
Because you don't know how to go up above a trillion?
I mean, that's a lot of work. To make more than a trill. Let's do 50 grand. That's a reasonable salary. If I made that right now, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Let's see. Well, make it so you make 5,000.
Oh my god. A year. I'd be more than that than my shittiest job.
Well, you don't show up a lot, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Not at this job.
Vacation. Bahamas.
This is gonna be your honeymoon.
Okay. Ireland.
It's gonna rain there all the time.
Would it be nice?
Okay.
What's somewhere warm? Cancun.
Well, anywhere around the equator. How do you spell Cancun?
C-A-N-C-U-N.
Oh, yeah.
I went there, so I know. You did too, I think, right?
No, I did not. Oh. Don't tell me where I went.
You went to Cancun.
Oh my god. I've been laughing way too much on this podcast.
I guess you can go to Alaska.
Lady, have you been crying for the past hour? Because, yeah.
All right, jobs.
Jobs, okay. Let's see. A singer. That'd be fun.
Would be.
A director.
That'd be cool.
And a YouTuber.
That'd be cool.
All of those would be fun.
Mm-hmm. You know what would also be fun? A porter potty cleaner.
All right.
So I do the lines. You do the swirls or the lines?
I've done the lines. I don't remember how it works, though.
You just, like, I start tallying lines, and then you tell me stop. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
All right, anytime.
Stop.
Jesus Christ. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, so first one is where, what, you know, area you gonna live in, mansion, apartment.
Oh, I can't wait.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Shack is out.
Oh, dang. It's apartment or mansion.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I'm living in a mansion, motherfuckers.
I hope you're living in a mansion in Iran.
Oh, my God. You're an asshole.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, no, Justin Bieber at the
age of
18.
Justin Bieber is out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Johnny Presnick's out.
Oh, dang. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yes! I'm going to marry David Bowie. He's dead.
At his current state?
He's dead.
You can marry him at the grave.
Okay. Oh, my God.
It's
going
to be a nice reception.
That means I don't have to have, like, a real husband, though.
Good for you, girl.
Thanks.
He's gonna haunt you though if you try to be with anyone else.
It's true.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. No spiders for you! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, you got a Jack Russell.
I got a Jack Russell.
You're really coming out good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
No, you're up. Damn it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
New York is out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You got North
Carolina.
Oh,
my God. Iran was so close. I'm living in North Carolina with my Jack
One,
Russell.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No kids.
Woohoo!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No spark.
So I guess 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Fisher Price. No Fisher Price Flintstone car. I think I'm counting this wrong because I think you're always getting the top one.
Well, that sucks.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. See?
Lambo. Yeah.
Riding in my Lambo.
David Bowie wasn't on top.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Start from, like, in the middle next time.
1, 2. It's hard, Amanda. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. No $1 trillion
trillion
for you.
Trillion just happened to come out of there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
5,000.
Dang, how are you going to pay for your Lambo?
Somehow.
Or your mansion.
I married a David Bowie. He left me all his money.
No, I guess that's true. That is a good story. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah, I should have told you to stop sooner because it's taking forever. Okay, well, I got Bahamas. And last is not, but not least.
1, 2, 3, 4, Jokes. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I'm going to be a potty cleaner.
Oh, the Port-a-John cleaner. Thank God for you, ma'am.
We need your services. So wait, let's read it all okay, together.
Okay, here's your life.
So I live in a mansion. I'm married to David Bowie, RIP. I have a Jack Russell. I live in North Carolina. I have zero kids, obviously, because he's dead. This all kind of makes sense, though. I have a Lamborghini. I make $5,000 as a potty cleaner. And I live, or I take vacation in the Bahamas.
It makes sense, because it's going to be your life.
Now, I know we're about to go over on time, but we don't really have a certain time, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's not so like we're not on the air.
If you're still with us.
Thanks.
Thanks. I know the smash.
If you are a company out there and would like to support us, please do.
If you want to support the podcast.
Because right now, this is all coming out of our pockets. If you do enjoy, right now we're talking into one microphone. Next week, we'll come out with video. Just this week.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, just this week. We didn't have a battery, so we're waiting on Amazon to, you know, send that to us on Friday.
Yeah.
But we got a whole new camera. We got one mic. We got another mic coming.
Mm-hmm. We can't even hear each other right now. Well, I mean, like, we're not even wearing headphones.
No, we're just hoping that this is going to happen right. And if it's not, well, we'll just turn up the volume a little bit.
But I think we tested it, though. It sounded good.
It did.
All right. And then we'll talk more about, like, our lives and stuff so you can get to know who we are. And hopefully we got a little...
And if you do want a little glimpse of who we are, we... Again, have vlogs on this channel as well.
Megan does. I should.
Eventually, if we do get well known on the podcast, we're gonna put this on a separate channel.
Yeah. I think I must. I'm a little intoxicated, I think.
No, this should be fun. The boys are gonna be hard. I burped a little.
Oh, numbers.
I feel like my taste and then it just goes up and
down. I left a lot of space.
We got a lot of space for the boys.
So if you want to do more than
odd to boys,
let's do five for you.
Oh boy, even more pressure.
All right, number one.
Jesus.
I'm gonna put my pick at number three to make it interesting.
Oh, okay.
Now I just gotta think of someone that
I know, I can't even think of anybody.
Okay, we'll just do Chris Brown.
I don't even really like him like that anymore.
Think of some fucking people.
I did like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Alright.
Trey Songz. I do like Kian Lally.
Who the fuck is that?
He's a YouTuber.
Kian?
Kian Lally. He's also younger than me. He's like 21.
Alright. She likes the younger blood.
I feel like as I gotten older, I do gravitate more towards the 22 range. I don't know why that is.
We know.
Wow.
But can I tell the story?
No, that's another podcast.
Oh my God. Stay tuned because there's a good story along with it.
It's not that good of a story.
Okay, it's not a story, but it's funny.
But I've always been gravitated towards, like, even when I was, like, in high school or, like, college, I always liked the 22-ish.
Yeah.
It's just my range. I think of another person.
My handwriting compared to yours is, like, shit.
I mean, it's really nice. It's a really nice throwback to what my handwriting used to look back in 2006.
All right.
Okay, let's not do five. It's too much pressure. I can't think of anybody.
All right, I have to think of someone for you.
I know, it's hard, isn't it? Because you, like, sit here and you're like, I don't know.
I have a red carpet in my mind right now. I'm like, well.
A red carpet.
of who would walk down it that you'd be like, ew. Oh, Kevin Federline.
Yeah.
He came up today, so.
Why not? Throw him in.
I totally spoiled his name wrong. All right, animals.
Well, of course, a dog.
What kind?
We'll just do, you know, Old Faithful, Chihuahua.
That's the kind she has right now.
Mm-hmm. Cash's baby.
She's been so quiet.
You've been so good.
All right.
What else would I want? Mm-hmm. You know what I'd, a tiger. That'd be a cool pet to have.
Okay. All right, Mike Tyson.
I'll ride him.
All right.
I've always wanted a bunny.
A bunny. You do like bunnies.
I do like bunnies.
All right. I'm going to do number four as a killer squirrel.
Oh, I need a squirrel.
A killer squirrel. I gave you a good one.
Okay.
All right. Place.
Will it kill me, though?
No promises. Oh.
Thought maybe I could just stick it on people. Like, killer squirrel attack! Like something from, like, Cartoon Network.
It might. You got to train it. So, okay. I mean, if it doesn't kill you in training.
Well, how old do I get it? Like a couple weeks. He'll like me then.
Let's say like 3 weeks old.
All right.
I'll even put that in parentheses. Okay.
Thanks, girl. All
right. Place. I have to pee. All right.
Oh, this is where I'm living. Well, North Carolina. We're already here. Might as well just, you know, call it home. What would be a really cool place to live? Florida and New York. No, take Florida off. L.A. Let's do L.A. That'd be a cool place. I think those two places are the only two places I would move to other than here.
I'm trying to think of a good spot to put you. The one I didn't want was Antarctica, so I'm going to put you there.
Oh, that place would suck. I can't survive in the cold.
I know, that's us. Because we already all, like, even at 50, we're like, oh, God. And we lived in Michigan.
Get your parkas. Strap lady to the sled, let's go.
Salary.
Well, we gotta shoot big. Well, I'm not gonna be greedy.
Okay.
So I'll do, like, 500 mil.
Not greedy.
And then right now I'm just honestly shooting for like 35,000.
Aren't we all?
With benefits. You right with benefits? The million, I don't care if I get benefits. At that point I can pay for it. Like, I have people that I also pay benefits for at that point. Like, if I die, I can also kill somebody with me.
Alright, let's see. $500.
Thank you. That was really generous.
Can't even pay rent.
Really hoping I get one of those men up there.
Vacation.
Bahamas.
What's the Bahamas?
Bahami. Maui. Hawaii.
Hawaii.
All warm. Hawaii.
What'd you say for mine? Alaska.
I have known people that go on cruises to Alaska.
They do, and they say it's awesome, actually. But I wouldn't.
Cold. But all they do is like, I got to see a humpback whale. You're like, sweet.
Oh, God. Got the damn pen stuck in my hair. I'm trying to think where you would go.
You might have to come closer to the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, y'all. You're scooting away.
Iran. Since you sent me to Iran.
Oh, boy. I get to live in a nice sand hut.
All right, jobs.
YouTuber. TV personality. Entrepreneur. That goes with anything. I could own anything.
Trying to think. Let's make you just a bum.
Oh, again, so generous.
I'm very creative. Mm-hmm. Cars.
Let's
I never fucking care about cars.
Me either. I don't even know, like, anything about it. I'm like, oh, it runs? Okay.
Oh, it's like a 2000-something? How cool.
Awesome. As long as it's not the 90s, we're good.
Right. So, like, at this point, I'm supposed to be like, Corvette. Like, I don't even care.
Corvette? Do you want me to put that?
No, I don't want a Corvette. I do like my Ultima. I would go for a 2017 Ultima. I got a 2011 right now. It's a little outdated.
Alright.
She gets something big.
A big ass car?
Like an SUV.
You know what I want? Justin Bieber's Lambo, and it's mirrored.
JB's Lambo. Okay.
It's got a pretty cool car.
Alright.
And then, yeah, let's do like a Suburban or something. A big ass car.
Fit all of us in there. I'm gonna put you in.
Let's put you in. I should just have my own personal Uber.
Like a.
And I don't have to pay.
Let's put you in a smart car. I won't give you something super shitty.
Well, I hope me and Lady can both fit in there.
Nope.
Thanks for being considerate yet again. Okay. Numbers. Okay. One.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two. And then, can one be, like, a niece or a nephew?
Sure. I didn't get that option, but I guess you can.
That counts.
All right. We'll do eight. Kate plus eight. All right.
Thanks.
We got them all down. Now it's time.
Just put three slashes.
Three?
Yeah.
No. Tell me when to stop.
Fine.
Stop!
All Thank right. you.
Five.
No mansion. No shack.
You're gonna live in a house.
Well, okay.
Or a hut.
Pretty average. Sure. Pretty basic.
Trey Songz is out.
Dang, no chocolate man. Who was that? Who just got slashed?
Kian!
Not Kian.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay, we can deal with him.
I'm starting from the middle, so it always was random.
I feel like just on the spot, I just can't pick good people.
Dog. Chihuahua.
Thank God, lady, you can stay.
You're welcome.
Where are we going?
You're going to L.A.
We're going to L.A., baby. Oh! But depends how much money we make in L.A., because that shit can get real expensive real fast.
You're going to make $500.
Oh. Joseph Gordon's going to have to really... He's gonna have to book some gigs. Okay, we're going on vacation.
We're going to Maui.
Alright, still in Cali, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't really good at geography. Or geometry. I tried to say geometry.
You're gonna be a.
Wasn't really good with triangles.
Entrepreneur.
Okay, we're just trying to work our way up from $500 at this point.
You're gonna wanna drive a smart car.
Eco-friendly. That's not
bad. Like, you're gonna have a chihuahua, you're gonna be fine.
I only got $500 in my name. My net worth sucks. That's kind of like a little bit less than my net worth now. Please support the podcast.
And you're gonna have two kids, which is not bad because you're gonna have sex with a hot ass dude. So you're gonna live in a house, you're gonna be married to Joseph Gordon Levitt, you're gonna have a chihuahua. You're gonna live in LA, you're gonna make a salary of $500, you're gonna have a vacation spot in Maui, and you're gonna be an entrepreneur, and you're gonna have a smart car, and you're gonna have two kids.
All the things.
You!
Alright! Well, this concludes that we've been on the air for way too long. An hour and 12 minutes.
I know, if you've stayed through MASH, I support you, because even if I was at work listening to that, I'd be like, alright, bitches.
The fuck done.
Before shit was okay. I have to pee so bad though, so we gotta end this not so sober thoughts.
This was not so sober thoughts.
And
with Megan and Amanda. We don't really know how to do the outro, but this is it.
Megan
We're done.
And Amanda.
Thanks for watching. Tune in next week and
have a great night.
Ta ta toodaloo.
Bye.
Bye.